Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again.
And welcome back. We are going to get into marketing, but I'm going to prognosticate a little bit. I've been known to do that. And so before we get into the prognosticating, it's not going to be news at 11. I'm not going to lead you on. Let's just get through these front-end obligatories. This show is also sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org as well as RepublicReview.org. And you are listening to the only show on air that gives you the academic solutions. I hate to say this. I'm not trying to insult anybody. We really don't care about the entertaining. Everything that we want to give you must be relevant. We want to make sure that you have the content necessary to digest so that you understand that the federal government is well outside the boundaries. And if you think they're well outside the boundaries today, wait until Biden wins. Now, when I say Biden wins, that's not my prognosticating. I'm just saying. Or in every state where we find governors and the progressive, those serving the progressive agenda, because they could be rhinos. I mean, look at Wyoming. Look at some of these dark red states where you have a majority of Republicans, and there are still liberal agendas getting rammed down the electorate's throat. They're getting frustrated. And it's like they don't know what to do, but they can't get rid of their guy because they like their guy anyway. That is the atypical problem that we experience in politics, period. Anyway, I did want to thank you so much for, because I believe a lot of people have been helping promote this show because we just saw a spike in that. And so I think it pays off for me to remind you, we do have a listener drive. Please try to ensure, just make note of a really good show that you would just say, you listen to this. And there you go. Then you can actually get them to hopefully start chewing on the substance here, because we have the process. Actually, it's Jefferson's process. There's no doubt about it. I mean, I proved that in my writings, that Jefferson and Madison wanted to, actually Jefferson did audit the Constitution. Madison wanted to interpose. You could just see how it all played out in their resolutions and so forth. That's why we read those things. I know it may not be the most entertaining, but look at it this way. When we read these actual founding documents and you're driving or what have you, you know you can download these podcasts, especially when we're going through content. On marketing, it's just more of me jabbing you, poking you, and just trying to prod you into getting involved, because that's what it's all about. We have to get involved. It isn't going to happen. As a matter of fact, I remember there was a Todd Rundgren song. I think it was on Initiation, on the album Initiation. I think it may have been Initiation, the song itself. But there's this little part that goes, no, wishing won't make it so. Hoping won't do it. Praying won't do it. The sun and the moon won't do it. And he goes on this long list of the things that won't do it. And then he says, that leaves you. You'll have to do it. Because bottom line, you can't count on anybody else other than those who are already in the fray. Get your butt up and get involved. And we're going to need you, because when we actually get through the outcome of this election, we better be hitting with all cylinders in trying to educate our county commissioners and our state legislators to pull back the rings and rein in this government. If we don't do this soon, they are going to go unleashed. They're going to go commie on us. They're really going to go communist on us. They're going to take over everything. And the Constitution won't mean a thing. And they will actually put it aside and tell you that they can do that. And until you convince the states that they can't, that it is the states' compact, not the federal government's compact. I mean, read Article 7. It says right there that the people who have to buy into this are the states. It needed to be ratified by states. They're the ones accepting the compact. Congress wasn't there. The president wasn't there. And the Supreme Court wasn't there. That's why the states are the final arbiters, not we the people. As Madison said, who were the parties to it? We the people? No. It's we the people of the sovereign states. The key word is sovereign. The states have the ultimate say over that constitution. The people have the ultimate say over who we elect. Anyway, again, thank you so much for helping us boost our numbers. It is noted, and I want to thank you for that. One thing I wanted to say is who is out there is going to deny the fact that the social media and the mainstream media is our enemy? If you haven't gone to Reclaiming the Republic Take Action page, we have a few memes out there that you can start pushing out. They're images, so somebody actually has to put their eyeballs on them to be able to say, oh, that doesn't meet our community standards. It's one thing to have an article with headlines and that type of thing, but when it comes down to an image, you actually have to have a human eye on it. Anyway, at least they haven't injected scanners over digital images and so forth to be able to bump these things out and go, this does not meet our community standards. And having the CEO of Twitter, what's the guy's name? I'm bad with names. But having him in the hot seat, and Zuckerberg, forgive the faux pas last week, but Mr. Zuckerberger, I mean, he needs to be, all of these guys need to be drilled to the wall, if you understand what I'm saying. They are absolutely, by filtering and everything else, now they are private companies. The government has no power over these things. You got to change your paradigm. But the government can, and the states need to pull in these social justice warriors as well as social media. Just to be clear, the social media can be regulated just like regular media. The press is not free in the states. Go read your constitution of the state and show me in your constitution what state it is that they've actually delegated or have asserted and given carte blanche privileges to the press. If they actually say that the press shall be free in this state, then you need to change that. You need to change your amendment because the U.S. Constitution does not require states to allow the press to be free. In other words, they can actually start setting standards. They can actually have journalism standards and say, you're not a journalistic organization. You're steeped with bias. You're just puppeting. And this is how we get rid of that puppet parroting press. If you've never read The Republic, go to reclaimingtherepublic.org, and I believe it's right there on my podcast page, down at the very bottom. You can find that and a few other really good books. Read Plato's Republic, and you can understand how the media plays an integral role. Why is it that Plato's Republic is truly the Bible that they are using in pushing a society into statism? What I call Platonism, but what you would call communism. Anyway, let me kind of move into, before we run out of time, I want to kind of touch on a few of these things. I'm already going to poke you in the eye. Have you been pondering on your role and how many of you are starting or at least looking to do First Amendment petitions? If you're not doing it, then start looking at what it takes to do it. We have that example. Go to the Take Action page. Go to the Occupy the Constitution, which is the Bob Schultz's We the People Foundation page, and look at what we wrote. Actually, Bob did all the writing. I just made a few changes to it. But look at how we did that. There is nothing in the Constitution that states that a First Amendment petition has to be written with very specific language. It helps. It really does help to have good, strong, you know, I'll just say legal or legislative type of language, such as whereas, and therefores, and those types of things. But are you looking at what you can do? Have you started looking up common law grand juries? Once this election is over, once we start heading into the holidays, I'll probably write the final article. Hopefully it's the final article that will expose the common law grand juries and First Amendment petitions and give you some ideas of how to do this. And you need to be the thorn, and you need to get everybody else to be the thorn, because once you start creating critical mass, what's critical mass in your county? 20? Getting 20 people? That's not that hard. 100. Even 100's not that hard. If you can convince 100 people to actually start showing up at your county commissioner, your county commissioner's meetings and disrupting them, they will start feeling the heat, especially if these people try to be champions, especially if it's a dark red county. They're supposedly champions of the Constitution, Republicans, when really they're probably rhinos, and this is how you call them out. This is how we get rid of them. Anyway, we'll be working with you on that coming down the road. Now, what I wanted to do right now is doing the prognosticating. And it's really not prognosticating. When you really look, and I've already said this before, if Biden wins, Trump will win. Trump will actually have the legitimate votes. He will have the majority of legitimate votes. The question is, will he audit the Constitution? Or not the Constitution, forgive me. Will he audit the election? If he does not audit the election, it's tantamount to him just turning the reins over and going back into his palace where he can, you know, count his gold and diamonds and so forth. We're going to get into more of this. I've just started this prognosticating, so we'll be right back after these two promos. Thank you so much.
If you run a business or an organization, you already know email is an essential tool for communicating. If you're interested in reducing your overhead and increasing your productivity, I personally recommend you look into AdLocal email marketing services. AdLocal has a special offer for my listeners with email services that start at $10 a month for your first 1,000 addresses. If you want to increase customer retention, grow your market presence, track your statistics, and improve your engagement with your customers with modern, elegant emails that express the personality of your business with emails that integrate with your website, you need to contact AdLocal, and they handle the rest. Take it from me. AdLocal offers the best solutions for all organization sizes, and they lead with their pricing and the 24-hour customer service. Folks, it's time to call AdLocal at 866-88-ADLOCAL or visit them on the web at www.adlocal.com. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review, as well as my description of the republic review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how republic review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you.
Okay, so the number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK or 215-867-8255. Do not forget my three C's when you dial in. And let's get on with the dialogue.
Okay, so it's all about political energy, really, in campaigns. And as a matter of fact, legitimate elections is usually pretty visible on who's going to win, because the person that has the crowd and the electricity, hands down, is the one that wins. And that's why I say hands down, when one looks at the election campaigning, I think that this whole COVID thing has been a huge part of the facade in the first place. They knew it was going to be the election year. They knew they needed to do this. As we played Trevor Lawton, I was going to play some more of Trevor Lawton today, but I'm not. And you need to go out and look at what he's saying. The Communist Party, the Chinese Communist Party, is influencing American elections. You cannot tell me that COVID-19 and the unleashing by the Chinese Communist Party of this biological warfare was anything but intended to have an impact on this election. They knew that they wouldn't have anybody that could create the political energy like Trump. They were the communists and progressives in America were literally knocked on their heels when they were slammed in the face with Trump winning the Electoral College. And they said, you know what, how is it that we're going to be able to win this? If you look at all of the states, they do not have the ability to actually provide the voter fraud and election fraud that they heavily rely upon. Forgive me, I was supposed to send an email to Neil, and he's the media lead at the Jonah Project, and I will get that to him, because hopefully by Monday I can actually kind of play this out for you. If you do anything this weekend, send the White House a message and plead for Trump to have the FEC, the Federal Election Commission, actually get out and audit this election. Do not accept the illegitimate votes. You understand? If you're an illegal alien, then you don't have a right to vote. Even if the state chose to violate the Constitution and give an illegal alien a driver's license, they connect the registration to vote, because I can tell you, in the state of Washington, the state of California, and almost every state, illegal aliens are voting because they've been able to sneak through the government-ran DMV who wants the communist, they want this communist movement to go forward. La Raza is working with them. These Islamic groups are working with them. I'm just telling you that all the radicals that want to see America fall are working together to help steal elections. This is why. Look at Washington State's state legislature. When you look at the state legislature, you go, wow, it's really actually pretty close. I mean, there's the difference in Washington State is only by a seat or two. So is it really blue or is it more purple? But when it comes down to the general election, somehow there's this overwhelming vote. It doesn't change the outcome of the seats, but there's this overwhelming vote. And people say, well, it's all voter turnout. No, I don't believe that there's that many voters. I don't believe 80% of the people on the Democratic side voted. If you understand what I just said, 80% of the people, because, I mean, even in the Obama 2012 election, where it was really close, we didn't even come close to 80%. I think we may have had just over 50% of the electorate vote. So when you see 80%, you go, wow, those are great numbers because those people must be really motivated. No. What you're seeing is overage votes or people that are stuffing ballot boxes. Because guess what? When you don't have a precinct and you don't have somebody sitting there all day and go, hey, weren't you just here? You can't vote twice. But if you're doing it on a piece of paper, you can vote as many pieces of paper as you got. And who cares? Because who's gone to jail over voter fraud? They're very rarely cracking down on that, especially the little people in the trenches. I mean, go look at the stuff that the Jonah Project. Forgive me. And I got this blank in my O'Keefe. What O'Keefe has been doing with the Veritas Project. Go look at the Veritas Project and go check out how they've been able to penetrate these illegal voting. The Democratic Party isn't just communists. They're like a crime syndicate. I mean, just look at what's going on, what's happened with the Clintons. If you don't know what happened with the Clintons and how they were selling America out, Biden's going to be no different. And Obama was doing the same thing. And oh, by the way, even Bush did it. So I'm just telling you, Trump is going to win the legitimate votes. You and everybody else needs to get on that whitehouse.gov contact us little page and please plead to the president that he needs to audit this Constitution if he wants to help us save America. Because it would be nice to have a few more years. Now, I'm telling you, here's the honest truth. The honest truth is the only way I believe I'm going to get you involved and the only way I'm going to actually get outcome from a lot of conservative people, because they're going to go, this is it. I mean, this really is it. If Biden wins, if the voter fraud and election fraud overwhelms enough states and enough ballot boxes to where the progressives take both Congress, I'm telling you, if you haven't heard the signals coming off of the Senate floor, you guys are going to regret you did this. We're going to stuff the... They're already planning this. The only thing that will save us from the conclusion of this Bolshevik revolution is Trump auditing the Constitution, not the Constitution, auditing. We want the states to audit the Constitution, audit the election. Get the FEC and the military out there and get rid of every illegitimate vote. Make sure that the person that's voted is a registered voter and just go through it. I don't care if Nancy Pelosi has to act as president for 2 months. I really don't care. What I care about is that we have a legitimate election. And if he audits, this is one of the reasons why I point out why they don't want an audit. They just want to count every vote because they know there's stuff in the ballot boxes. We get an audit and we'll be able to disclose how bad voter fraud and election fraud really is. It's about time America has its comeuppance and say, you know what? We've been letting them with all of these stupid policies that actually allow them to cheat. We've got to change this. We've got to go back to physical precincts, you know, put ink on their thumb. I would be proud to put ink on my thumb to prove that I have voted that day. And then I won't be able to vote again. And the only way you can actually legitimately, that's how we need to do it, just like they did it in Afghanistan and Iraq. Then you can't cheat. But somehow, oh, America, we don't cheat. But we have to have secret voting and secret outcomes, and we're going to count every vote. It's that pathetic. Anyway, that's how it's going to go down. And as a matter of fact, when you start again, I'm going to point to the political energy. You see the political energy right there with Trump still today. And, I mean, you get these pathetic crowds. Even for Bernie, he couldn't get his crowds out. Why? Because the crowds are out rioting and they're shoplifting and looting buildings. This is their payday. That's where their base is. Their base is in the Bolshevik Revolution. And the facade of all of these talking heads in the Congress and in all of these different Democratic Party positions, that's the facade. Anyway, so that's how I see it going down. There's no way you can convince me any other way. And I point to the 2012 election and how they tried to steal that. You know, I worked for 2 years trying to get the 2016 election information from the FEC, and they did not let it out. For 2 years, I don't know if it's out now. I just kind of gave up. And I should probably go back and look at that while we're actually waiting for the outcome of this election to go, aha, see? See how many overages there were? Because in 2016, the actual evangelicals showed up and voted for president. Not all of them. All we need is good, righteous Christians and good, righteous Americans and patriots to get out and vote. Doggone it. Do not think that this is a lost cause, because if we get Trump to audit this election, the outcome will be right and Trump will win. So I noticed, because I don't watch Fox News, but I happened to catch a really brief segment of Tucker Carlson, and he was being berated for Kamala Harris's name and how he doesn't pronounce it correctly and how they've changed it. And I just caught this little bit of a clip where he actually had her saying Kamala Harris and not Commie or Kamala. Yeah, that's what they're calling her, Kamala. So if you want some help in understanding who she really is and her, you know, how to pronounce her name, think Commie, like communist, Commie, and then Allah, like the, you know, Mohammedans, Kamala, Commie Allah. Anyway, we're at a break. I mean, it doesn't take much creativity to come up with this stuff, folks. Anyway, if they want to start, you know, pointing out, and God help us if she becomes the president and they drop the 25th Amendment on us, because that's what's going to happen if she gets in. Anyway, we'll be right back after these two promos. Thank you so much.
Folks, as you know, online fraud is on the rise, and it's more important than ever for your new and existing customers to be able to determine whether they are using a website with a secured connection. If you didn't know, Google mandated in 2017 that all data submitted to its linked websites must be secure with SSL certificates. Without SSL certificates, your site is listed by Google as not secure. In other words, without these certificates, your site will be harder to find, and this will impact new traffic and ultimately your revenue. Whether you're a blogger or in e-commerce, AdLocal will help protect your website from all forms of data breaches, phishing scams, and build a secure environment for your businesses, big or small. Contact AdLocal by calling 866-88-ADLOCAL or visit them on the web at www.adlocal.com for custom pricing. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station.
That number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK, 215-867-8255. And again, don't forget those three C's. And if you're ready to call in, the lines are open.
All right. So let me get back to prognosticating, or at least editorializing on the stuff that's – are you kidding me? As we kind of discuss this, because – Bobulinski. I mean, you can't even buy that kind of a name for a cartoon, right? I mean, it's almost like Muggsy. And this is all the characters and everything that's coming down and how this is coming down. Even though this may be 2 weeks, this has been breaking for about 2 weeks, right? And so even though this has been a slow exposure and the biggest cover-up by the news media ever, as well as, I mean, let's look at this. This is all just a coincidence, right? I mean, these things are just being driven by the whims of the current in the ocean and the wind. That there's no manipulation at all. I mean, it was just a coincidence that during the Chinese New Year, it just so happened that the place that the Chinese migrate back to China to celebrate their New Year happens to be Wuhan province. And it just happens to be the same place where they're doing all of their biological warfare. And it just happened to get out into the streets to expose enough people in the Wuhan province. Because if you listen to the analysis on all of this, the Chinese Communist Party was told, you know, we should actually reconsider having the Chinese New Year celebration in Wuhan province. We need to do it somewhere else or shut this down so that we don't spread this. And they said, nope, let it go. So that's a coincidence that all of that happened, right? And it's a coincidence that this became the excuse of locking down and actually strangling the ability for campaigning. So now Joe has the inept, non-cognitive candidate that happened to win throughout the old process. I mean, really? Joe? He's the poster child for the people that hate old white men? Really? No. He was the puppet so that they could get a communist on the ticket to remove him. This has all been a coincidence, right? No. If you really look and you start putting everything on the table, this has been just another huge manipulation in how people can create events and predict exactly how they can control the outcomes by injecting one biological war. We're going to use fear. They've been doing this. It's the same thing as the second coming. I'm here to tell you that with all of the Hollywood hype and with everything that they're doing, telling us there's intelligent life, the day's going to come when all of a sudden they're going to say, hey, something bad's coming this way, because the Bible actually predicts that the whole world will know in advance to take up arms against this intruder. Because when Christ comes, the whole world will be ready to go to war with him. What? Really? That's just a coincidence? I'm telling you that he is unleashing as much things that he can to manipulate and control everything that's happening right now. This is why. If everybody sends messages, and please let me know if you do send a message, I would love to hear the fact that I sent a message pleading Trump to audit this election. Send the FEC to audit. It needs to be a short message so that they can read it and go, look, there's too much evidence that the Democrats have been cheating for years. There's too much evidence that these, voter by ballot is a sham. You need to audit, you have the FEC and the military go in and audit this election. Do not surrender our constitutional republic to the communist revolution. Basically those kind of words. Write it down, put it there, and send it off. When I send it, it's just one message. But if we get enough people to go, hey, we need, and if you do, some people may write with some references or what have you. Just, provide some, not the Jonah Project. Why do we keep doing that? The Project Veritas. Just send them a link to that or send them a link to other stories and say, look, there's just too much evidence that the left is stealing this election. You must audit the Constitution. Please, not audit the Constitution. I keep on saying that. Because that's what we want to do. We want Trump to audit the election, plain and simple. Now, so here's the one thing that I've got to poke Tucker Carlson in the eye. I mean, okay, you know that we're playing for keeps here. There's nothing in politics that you get do-overs. And so when something happens, let's just say you're working with somebody and you're going after them and you want to legally nail them and they're violating the law, right? And all of a sudden somebody comes along and says, I got all the evidence you need. It's right here in these documents. What do you do? What is the first thing you do? What's the first thing I would do? I would scan them. I would put them into a copier and copy every single one so I'd have an electronic file as well as a paper file. That's right. What you would do is you'd protect the information first. And I can't believe that Tucker Carlson and whoever is his producer supporting him or what have you, when they sent supposedly these damning documents and evidence on Tucker Carlson, on Joe Biden and family, that he said, FedEx that stuff to us here. Instead of saying, make copies of it and send us copies. Right? Come on. I can't believe that they actually put all of their eggs in an envelope and then sent it off. Oh, well, you know, it's a reputable FedEx. They're a reputable company. UPS. They said it was a private order. So I know it wasn't done by the mail system. But I'm here to tell you that I find it hard to believe that Tucker Carlson is that stupid. I mean, who actually puts all their eggs in one basket? Anybody that has learned their lesson and losing a document here or losing an important piece of paper, come on. You don't do that, especially when there's legal ramifications. It's suspect whether he actually had documents or whether he's lost them or what. I don't know. But I'm just telling you, it's fishy, and I don't buy into it. So anyway, what we do want to do is we want to get into some G. Edward Griffin need-to-know news. But before we do that, I want to repeat something that I saw in the news. And here's another thing that you could actually start poking President Trump about, with the fact that now Taiwan is getting $1.8 billion in arms. Why don't you send him a message and say, why don't you ask Taiwan to have an open election to determine if they want to become a state in the United States in accordance with Article 4 of the U.S. Constitution? You could do the same thing and send him a message with China or Hong Kong. So let's start poking China. Let China know that the eagle is flying and the eagle is not, we're not going to get crapped on anymore. We're going to be the ones that are going to be crapping on the bear, the dragon, and what have you. Anyway, G. Edward Griffin, the San Francisco Chronicle, reported that the third Walgreens to close in San Francisco came after months of seeing its shelves repeatedly cleaned out by brazen shoplifters. A customer commented that the problem is due to the lack of police and politicians who are afraid to enforce the law. The penalty for shoplifting is a nonviolent misdemeanor that carries a maximum sentence of 6 months. And actually, in Seattle, they're not even doing that. You get caught shoplifting, they just let you go. Unless you're carrying a TV, it depends on how much you've got. And they've even raised the value, because the cost of food and everything else has gone up so much that I think they've even raised the threshold for a felony. Anyway, moving on, Ed Griffin says that carries a maximum sentence of 6 months. But in some cases, for simple shoplifting, the criminal is simply released with conditions. Radical criminal justice reform is an absolute failure. And that's exactly what we're seeing. I live in a dark, dark red county. We have a county prosecutor that does this same exact crap and doesn't want to, oh, well, we, you know, don't want to spend the money because we're tight on budget. We're only tight on budget because we're spending money on social programs. Stop paying for the things that you don't need to be paying for and start paying for protecting lives and property. Somebody stealing, you put them in jail. Man, aren't you as frustrated as I am? Don't you wish that we had something that we could hold these politicians accountable? Oh, that's right. We do. It's in the Constitution. It's Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. They take an oath to support the Constitution, and they failed to do so? Get rid of them. Anyway, as you can tell, we're at the end of this segment, And we're going into a break, so I don't want to bleed in because I do that too many times. So we'll be right back. And this next one is about somebody exercising their First Amendment rights. Anywho, we'll be right back after these two promos. Thank you so much.
I've been on the radio for a couple of years, and for over a decade, I have been providing content to help patriots understand what has to be done if we're going to save our Constitution and our Republic. Not one academic has been able to refute my argument for Republic Review, and even most conservative entertainers will not support Republic Review due to self-interest reasons. If you have not read my bullet point descriptions and executive summaries, you need to so that you can understand what we all need to do. I am trying to give patriots the necessary knowledge to take back our Constitution and Republic. Go to reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can read my bullet points and view the Republic Review flowchart. You can even order my executive summaries, books, and other content to understand the simplicity of what we have to do. This way, you will know what, why, and how to support the reclaiming of our Republic. Again, please take a look at my content on reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can become a part of the solution. To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process. Okay, if you want to join in on the dialogue, you need to call 215-TOP-TALK. That's 215-867-8255.
Okay, so we're back into the need-to-know news and some marketing for you. And I started this one right before we went into break, leading it with this. Here is the exercising. Here's a group of people or a few people that are exercising their First Amendment right. G. Edward Griffin reported that Trump supporters in Milford and Brookline, New Hampshire, received letters threatening to burn down their homes if Trump refuses to concede the election, writing, "Your address has been added into our database as a target for when we attack should Trump not concede the election." Now, remember everything I was reading about in this, you know, this disruption project. Everything that I've read you was very clear that they're just teaching people to get out, and get out. Just stay out there and drive this rebellion home. There you see, here's people that are actually using intimidation and threatening. But as I've told you, this is actually your First Amendment right. It's not a crime to actually write. You know, Thomas Jefferson was written all sorts of letters. As a matter of fact, there was a gentleman up in Massachusetts that said, you know, and it was, the English was kind of poor, so I won't even do it justice. But the fact of the matter is, this guy wrote down a letter, says, "I'm going to get my gun and come down there and kill you." I mean, it was basically like that, kind of a redneck, a Puritan redneck, if there's such a thing. But anyway, the homeowners who received the threatening letters displayed Trump 2020 signs on their yards. Now, so if you're starting to think strategy, okay, there you go. So if you understand what we need to do and what it is, what is important, then we need to understand that we have to protect the freedom of expression. Now, when somebody actually shows up with a torch, then you arrest them. But I mean, You know, I remember when a neighbor came over and threatened me because we, you know, did some things. And I go, you know what? Thank you so much. And the guy kind of looked at me really surprisingly. And I go, you don't scare me one bit. I know you would not try to do anything because if you did, I would beat the crap out of you. And now that you've said this, and now that we have evidence of this because our neighbors were right there, I said, now, if anything happens to my car, anything happens to our home, I actually have you down documented as a person who threatened to get even with me. So you've become my greatest insurance program, because if something happens, you're going to pay the piper. And he, you know, he finally realized that he made a huge mistake because he communicated that, and we had documented evidence. Anyway, that's what you do. When somebody comes up and threatens you, you just turn on your phone and say, you want to say that again? Okay, there you go. Now, I understand that there's a lot of people that don't want to and don't like or don't do well in going toe-to-toe with others. But I'm just here to tell you, we cannot let them push us around. Is it possible, this is moving on with G. Edward Griffin, is it possible that threats such as this are designed not to win votes for Biden, but for Trump? If martial law is the end game, and see, this is what Trump, and I should say, Edward Griffin and some other people have been declaring that, oh, they're going to go down this path of martial law. They've already gone down the path of, we're already living under martial law. If martial law is the end game for the deep state, and if riots are needed to justify martial law, then a Trump victory is the only way to make rioting plausible. If Biden were to win the election, Trump supporters would not riot. However, if Trump should win, the communist left will unleash massive terror in the streets, which would be the signal for Trump to declare martial law to save America, and his supporters would embrace it with enthusiasm, the perfect ploy, and the end of liberty with virtually no dissenting voice, because basically he's, and Edward Griffin is setting it up that, you know, we're supposed to have Trump because he's the one that's going to basically get rid of our liberty. At least that's his conjecture there. Here's an interesting one, though. And this is outside the United States, but this goes to show, you know, that Antifa is a leftist communist organization. Two Catholic churches were destroyed in Santiago, Chile. This is G. Edward Griffin now reporting. Last Sunday, in the wake of riots marking the one-year anniversary of anti-government protests that called for a new constitution to replace the one from Pinochet's military regime. I guess I got that right. P-I-N-O-C-H-E-T-S. Anyway, back in 1980, when they wrote this thing up, businesses were also vandalized. Mass protests happened last year when high school students, upset over a small subway fare increase, rushed the subway stations and took to the streets. This led to larger protests in which hundreds of thousands of Chileans conveyed their discontent for poor health care, small pensions, and economic inequality despite years of robust growth. Now, I'm telling you, if you look at Chile, Chile has been enjoying economic liberty and economic freedom for quite a while. Now, what has happened is so what you typically find is companies try to squeeze their profit line. And that the only reason they do that is because they technically have to cook their books to make their stock look good. And if you really look at the free market system, is the free market system really free when government creates all these rules and regulations to protect certain businesses with advantages? And I mean, if you really look at it, the only free market is when businesses are not in the public fray. In other words, they're not publicly invested companies. Because if it's not publicly invested, then they don't have to make, because typically a CEO and the executives of a company, their focus is to increase the value of their stock. That's how they make their money. And so the way they do that is squeeze, squeeze, squeeze. So if you really look, and you know who actually made money off of the stock market while they were writing their revolutionary ideas was Marx and Engels. Marx, very specifically, who actually didn't have any money. I believe it was his English friend who was a banker gave him money to play in the stock market. And that's how Marx actually made his living, off of the stock market, not off of his labor. So if you really start looking at how these things are exploited, the best thing that we could probably do is get rid of this stock market, these 401ks, and all of these things that are investing in companies, and turn the tables and allow companies to invest in their people and their community. Because if they're chasing their stock value, they're going to constantly squeeze every penny out of the community that they possibly can. There's no incentive for them to do it otherwise. But if they really want to grow and be strong, and the only way to do that is to become the champion in their community for great things like healthcare and benefits, if you look right now, there's more and more companies that are getting rid of retirement, getting rid of all these other benefits, and they're actually advocating for the government to take over healthcare, dental, and all these other things so they don't have to pay for it. It brings up their stock value, and the elite gets stronger and richer. If you understand the one of the parasites in our society is the actual market itself. Anyway, let me move on. I'm not going to editorialize on that all the way through, but this one's important and I only got a minute. If I don't finish this, I'm going to probably re-lead on this tomorrow. Archbishop Carlo Mario Vigano criticizes Pope Francis for making these comments in a documentary film. Quote, "Homosexuals have a right to be a part of the family. They are children of God and have a right to a family. Nobody should be thrown out or be made miserable because of it." Close quote. And, quote, "What we have created is a civil union law. That way they are legally covered. I stood up for that." Close quote. Archbishop Vigano says that the Pope is trying to create division within the Catholic Church because homosexuality goes against church doctrine. Vigano says that the Pope is trying to bait the healthy part of the church, which includes bishops, clergy, and faithful, so that they will accuse him of heresy and declare the healthy part of the church as schismatic. Anyway, whatever that word is, that would be the cue to declare the expulsion of Catholics who want to remain faithful to tradition. He called it a trap and said that the Pope is consolidating personal power within the church that is itself truly heretical or despotic due to its changing guidelines. He says the Pope's ultra-progressive policies include opposition to the death penalty for murder. Isn't that interesting? And so I've seen many people kind of point to what the Pope, you know, shaking hands and trying to, you know, merge Islam, and they're trying to consolidate into a unified church. He is the unifier of the world religion. And I don't mean necessarily of the religion of Christ. It is the religion that we believe will actually lead us down, you know, with the Antichrist and so forth. Anyway, with that, and I hope I'm not insulting any Catholics, but you need to start really looking at what the truth is here, folks. I'm G.R. Mobley. We're reclaiming the Republic, and we need your help. God bless.
Have you taken the time to watch our presentation on YouTube that provided an irrefutable argument of what we have to do to save our Constitution and our Republic? I know it's over an hour and 30 minutes, but you only need to watch the first 30 minutes. If you take the time to watch this presentation, I promise it will change your paradigm regarding what our Constitution is and what we have to do if we are going to save it, our liberties, our sovereignty, and our Republic. We already have answers to most of the questions that you might think of after watching this presentation, and we want to help you get to a point where you have a profound understanding of the audit and Republic review process. This is why our bullet overview and flowchart of both the argument and process is available on reclaimingtherepublic.org. The sooner you get informed, the sooner you can get involved and make an impact. So go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to the Take Action page. That's where you'll find the video. Thank you so much.